Thank you. I will give you a light to the nations, so that my salvation may reach the end of the earth. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you that your love is all-inclusive. It extends out to embrace everyone. Help us to be that light that shines of your love and grace, that others too might come to it and feel its warmth, feel its hope, feel its acceptance. We thank you that we can share this good news, just like Reverend Martin Luther King, to share the good news that your love is what really makes a difference for us to be a human family. Help us to trust in the power of love in all that we do and all that we say, following the example especially of Jesus our Lord. Amen. Pastor Michael was kind of going through a faith crisis. He was struggling to see if his ministry even made any difference at all. He felt even kind of not even worthy of God's love, because he felt like he was always broken, seemed to say the wrong things. People didn't respond to him the way that he thought they should. And so he was really struggling with whether or not actually God loved him. And then he had a friend, a good friend, who told him, "Your struggle reminds me of someone else who also struggled. And perhaps he could be an inspiration to you." And so he invited him to go on a trip to Germany to learn about Martin Luther. He was a Baptist preacher, so he really didn't know very much about Martin Luther. He didn't hear his story before. He went and he saw the monastery where Luther really heard God's word and the experience of how God had chosen him, and that God's love was meant for everyone, that we're saved by God's grace. God's love claims us all as precious children, worthy of the unconditional love. He went to Wartburg, and he learned how Luther had translated the Bible into common German so that everyone could read God's word directly and have that same experience. And then he went to Wittenberg and saw where he had nailed the 95 Theses on the door, and he took a stand for faith. He protested to be able to bring home the point that, again, God's love was for everyone. Pastor Michael was deeply moved. His faith was renewed. He felt more committed than ever to follow the example of Christ and to preach the gospel of God's grace and love that was meant for all people. He returned home, and he was so moved by Martin Luther's example, he changed his name to Reverend Martin Luther King Sr. And not only that, he changed his son's name, who was about 4 years old, to Martin Luther King Jr. instead of Michael. Little did he know that his son would follow not only in his footsteps, but also would become a pastor and follow Luther's example of protesting, of preaching out that God's love is inclusive, truly meant for everyone, that God gives us all the same dignity and equality. Often Martin Luther King Jr. quoted Luther. In fact, many times he held him up as an example that he was following, especially when he saw the persecution. He followed Luther's example of love for his enemies. But this is only half the story, because the other half of the story was a major influence in his life, was Alberta Christina Williams King, his mother. His mother taught him from early on his commitment to nonviolence, as I just shared. Don't return to the bullies with further violence or hate. Be patient with people. Be able to see the good in everyone. Did you know that Alberta's father was also a pastor? Actually, he served at the same church that Martin Luther King Jr. would later serve. Did you know that she worked hard and got an education before she got married? And she was an accomplished musician. In fact, she was the choir director and organist at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. Did you know that in 1974, only 7 years after Dr. King was assassinated, she herself was shot and killed right at the organ as she played. She had just played Martin Luther King's favorite hymn, Precious Lord, Take My Hand, when a man jumped up and killed her and another deacon in the church. The man suffered from mental illness, and his mission was to kill all Christians. He was arrested, and he was sentenced to death in the electric chair. But King's family felt strongly opposed to the death penalty, and they wanted to follow Alberta's example in her own words, and so that the judge changed the sentence to life without parole. And the family actually befriended the man, visited him quite often, until he died in 1994. Her legacy lived on in her son, just as her son's legacy lives on, inspiring us to keep on loving, no matter what. That God's grace is truly intended for everyone. Each year as we observe King's holiday, I love to pull out, it's really the only book that he composed together. It's called The Strength to Love. And each time I read it, I find a new quote that inspires me. And this one he wrote while he was in the Birmingham jail. And you can tell it echoes both the influence of his father and his mother so clearly. He writes, "Nonviolence is the answer to the critical political and moral questions of our time. We need to overcome oppression and violence, not without resorting to oppression and violence. Humankind must evolve for all of human conflict a method that rejects revenge, aggression, or retaliation. The foundation of such a method is love." I think his words ring so true today when we find there are so many that want to gain power by violence. Those who want to feel empowered by putting down others, calling them names, making sure that they're inferior than to ourselves. But King and Martin Luther and Christ, especially on the cross, shows us that there is a better way to follow the power and strength of love. The power to turn even an enemy into a friend. To acknowledge that only love can drive out hate. And isn't this the way we keep King's dream alive? To be a light to the nations, to be a light to our neighbors. To indeed let them know that God's salvation and God's grace is right there for them to be received. So may we indeed trust in the power of love. May we indeed sing the song with confidence, "Precious Lord, take my hand, guide me forth to your promised land." May we indeed follow Luther's tradition, be protesters for God's grace. Amen. May indeed the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.